Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 14th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the death penalty.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Neupenyu wemunhu asina basa neupenyu hwamwe kundofunga nyika inonzi iri pamusoro pedzimwe nyika dzose ndokwauri ikoko kuamerica nai ukavabvunza yava ndofunga nokupinza mabvunzo iwo zvakanaka kuti koindava vachinayo death penalty iyi yakasimbaradzwa semasimbaradziri avakaita kwava ikoko vanga kupindura zvakanaka chazvo but ini hangu somunhu ndinoti konai ndiani ari unyanya unotseka nenyaya yemunhu upenyu hwemunhu asina basa neupenyu hwamo vanhu.
Well, the position of Amnesty International has been very clear during the time when the new constitution was being written that we are opposed to the death penalty and we are urging the Zimbabwean government to remove it from its from the laws of the land and you know, consider other forms of penalties, because the penalty itself there's no it is not deterrent. It is widely believed that it is deterrent. There is no scientific evidence showing that the death penalty is deterrent. And also in a country that where the you know the fair trials cannot be guaranteed.
Umuntu inxenye waswela ukuqondiswa phakathi laphakathi kumbe kwaswelakala ukuthi kuvikele labo abasuke babulawa kumbe bahlukuluzwa kakhulu ngulowo muntu okumele agwetshwe. So ayibona ukuthi lokho singathina ngesikhathi i-corrective punishment iyayiswelakale esikhathini esiningi. Nxa uthe wena umuntu olweminyaka kumbe engu-22 uthi wena umgwebele i-25 years kuphosa kufana logodo.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the death penalty.
African Union members met in Benin 2 weeks ago to discuss a moratorium on the death penalty. The discussions came about at Italy's instigation. The UN moratorium on the death penalty resolution was presented by the EU in partnership with 8 core member states to the General Assembly of the United Nations, calling for the general suspension and not abolition of capital punishment throughout the world.
Although the death penalty is still on the books in Zimbabwe, there have been no executions since 2004, and in part because there was no hangman. And it is because of this that Chad, DRC, Congo have... Chad, DRC, Congo and Zimbabwe have now become de facto abolitionists simply because they have not carried out any executions in 10 years.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Of course, you can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Gibbs. Yeah, but we can talk about it. Hey, let me tell you about this crew. You see, we have so many issues. Yes, we have to go to Amazon, go to South Africa, go to Kenya, go to Benin. But we have to go to one. But we have to go to one. We have to ikuthi bahambise udaba lolu ku-United Nations. Bafika bekhulume ngalo, baluhlafune, babona ukuthi ungathiwani. IZimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi sile minyaka eminingi, Blessing, ingalengisi abantu. Ikakhulu kuvela ukuthi akula mlengisi umuntu wawuthatha umsebenzi lowo. Ungani abantu bangani bawesaba umsebenzi lowo ngoba umsebenzi onzima fowethu. Ukuthi ulengise umuntu umbone sifa, into ezinjalo. Ye, abanye bathi ngesikhiwa ijobhu ijobhu. kuti lo unzima sibini.
Wongu ka Hamadzadiwa, tila kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve chirango cheku tongera munhu rufu kana achinga aponda munhu kana kuita zvimwe zvisingataridzirwi kana mabasa egandanga yatingati terrorism kupfurikidza mwero Gibbs. Wongo nyika dzemuAfrica masvondo maira apfuura dzanga dziri muBenin muguta reCotonou dzichitarisa nyaya yekuti nyika dziri muAfrican Union dzingakwanisa here kuti dzibude nechisungo chekuti nyika dzakati wandei wandei dzimbomira nyaya yekuti vanhu vanenge vauraya vanhu vatongerwe rufu muZimbabwe iri pane inonzi de facto zviri kuita sekuti Zimbabwe yambomira nekunyaya dzekutongera vanhu rufu kana kuti dzekutocheka vanhu vacho musoro kana kuvahenga kwatingati kuhenga kuZimbabwe vanohenga nekuti Zimbabwe haisati yahenga munhu makore gumi kana kuti 10 years. Nekudaro vamwe vari kuti zvinoita sekutiwo inokwanisa kuti ipinde munyika dzinonzi dzambomira kana kuti kuisa yaya inonzi moratorium panyaya yekutongera vanhu rufu Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke Blessing mbona zane sisilawo ke amaguests ethu the first guest is Mr. Clement Moyo who is a human rights activist. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program. Are you there, Mr. Moyo? Thank you so much and stay on the line. But you can just move a little bit so that we can hear you. We can't hear you.
Okay.
Now we can hear you. So good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. We also have our second guest, Mr. Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana. Of course, Mr. Mangwana is one of the people who crafted this constitution. Mr. Mangwana, good evening. Mr. Mangwana, can you hear me? We seem to be having a bad connection there.
Yes.
Yeah, but maybe you can fire away with Mr. Moyo.
Yeah, Mr. Moyo, give us your thoughts about the death penalty.
I think it was wrong for the Zimbabwean constitution to still remain with a death penalty in the constitution. I think it is only God that is should be the giver and the taker away of life. I think a long sentence or a life imprisonment is enough punishment for any kind of wrong doing that a person may have committed. You actually suffer more when you are in jail than when you are dead. And I think death penalties are an old thing which may, at the end of the day, be committed because probably of political differences, some personal charges that may be fake. So I think death penalty is totally wrong. It should be removed from our constitution.
Mm-hmm. But there are some, Mr. Moyo, who of a different opinion who are saying, well, if you murder someone, for example, why should you be spared the hanging?
It's an old thinking, that it's an old thinking. You can't just take away some other life. Think of the person that hangs that person. What is left of him spiritually? Do you think he lives a normal life every day? It's wrong to kill another person. The prolonged sentence is better and the life sentence is better. That's punishment enough. You suffer enough when you're in jail and you're not free to do whatever you want to do than when you're dead.
Yeah, masisikangele Baba Moyo, bakhona phela abathi hayi phela. Nxa umuntu ewonile kakhulu, nxa ubamba umntwana iganyavu kumbe wenza into ezinjalo, kumele ulengiswe phela ngokutsho kwabo. Kodwa ubona zani akulunganga yinto kuhambe njalo.
I'm saying a long sentence or a life imprisonment is enough punishment. Is punishment enough?
Yes, ichaya ngesintu khonapho ke Baba Moyo. Ngena ngesintu sibini.
Ukuthi umuntu agwetshele ukufa, ngibona kungayisikho. Ngibona ngathi umuntu olelungelo lokuthatha umphefumulo womuntu uNkulunkulu wamdalayo kuphela. Ukuthi umuntu kumbulela umuntu kumbe kabulala ngamuntu, kwesinye isikhathi sokutholakela ukuthi enqanyela umuntu enqanye esehlalile ejele isikhathi eside kuyotholakala ukuthi umuntu lokazangabulala umuntu mani. Kutholakala ukuthi uvele kwakurongo enxa kumbe wakanjelwa amanga kumbe enxa kwesinye isikhathi kwaba le imisteki ekuchwayisiseni kwakhona. So ungangaye sebulewe uphenduka uthini ke kulokhu. So ukuthi ungazi kwaba lenye into embenzakalayo phezu kwalo umuntu enxa kalenza ngalelo cala asithi lobu lenzile. ukuthatha umphefumulo wakhe akusiko okuqondileyo. Agwetshela ugodo kuphela kumbe anikwe isigwebo eside esejele, uza kuza ubuhlungu khona lapho. Uzalela kuhlala ejele sonke mnandi, uzamzisa ubuhlungu. Ngibona ngathi kuyisigwebo esingcono leso, and njalo futhi ngibona ngathi kuphilisa abantu ngcono. Uzakuza njani ngangathatha umphefumulo womunye umuntu usungesinye isigebe ngaphela lawo?
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ukuthi nxa umuntu kodwa esemsebenzini moyo uye kwathutha usemsebenzini.
Ye, usemsebenzini kodwa ke anti sile silokuphila kwethu okusenza sibe ngabantu. Ukufa komuntu loba ngubani loba ngubani uyakwazi ukuthi ukufa komuntu kuvelela kusonto eshiphileyo, akusonto elula. Nxa ngawo wena suboyo kombuleleyo uzwa njani? Mina ngiyabazwela kakhulu o-Hangman lawo, ngoba kangikhona ukuthi mina ngingalala ngibone omunye umuntu ngiqukile esizweni.
Hayi, bamba-ke ungayikhatshana baba moya.
Uyabudala kwaba njani, kumbe kuyabe kuyimali eningi, kumbe kuyabe kuyisifungo. Sifungo bani esingadlula ukuphila nje komuntu, nokuthi kanti uJesu Kristu ngasidalayo, uNkulunkulu ngasidalayo, ngoba kumele ukuthi ngabe uthatha leyo mpilo. Thina kwethu sasimele kugwebelaneni godo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba moya, ungayikhatshana baba.
I think we now have Mr. Mangwana. Mr. Mangwana?
Yes, please.
Now, Mr. Mangwana, your take on this issue of the death penalty?
My take is that we as Africans in Zimbabwe did not believe in the death penalty. And our ancestors did not punish a murderer by killing the murderer. They believed in reparations. The first murder case to be tried in our country was by the colonialists. In fact, our first murder victim was Mbuyaneyanda and Sekruga Gulls. So murder came through the colonialists, not as part of our culture, not as part of our penal system traditionally. So we have to go back to our traditional penal system, which recognizes common.
Hello, Mr. Mangwana? Mr. Mangwana? We seem to be having a very bad line. Problem there. Mr. Moyo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes. So what is the way forward? Of course, Mr. Mangwana, unfortunately, the line is bad. We'll try to call him back. But you are saying that traditionally, there were ways of your comment on that.
Yeah, I did hear. Yeah, I think he's right. He's definitely right. Death penalties are wrong. They are totally wrong. And I think there has been a revision internationally that death penalties should be abolished. A longer sentence or a life imprisonment is a better punishment.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller, Gibbs, Nkosi in Botswana.
Baba Nkosi, ungawutshona njani?
Hayi, sithole Gibbs, utshona njani kuthi?
Hayi, sesingabantu bani? Sesiphila nje.
Hayi, ongandwa yile nyoka zingasela amazinyo.
Ye, nathi udaba ke nomzala namhlanje. Ungathini?
Ye, hayi, Gibbs. What I'm realizing in this issue is that, you know, this political situation which is all over the world, the reason why they are pushing for this law to be abolished is because there are so many killers who are trying to save themselves. If you take it into consideration, like in Zimbabwe, there are so many people who have got the same crimes of killing other people. I think the best thing is to keep this law in force or even make it worse, because people have got a tendency of getting away with the crimes that they have committed. Imagine there are people who are being butchered and killed. At the end of the day, somebody will be busy being given food each and every day with a cup of tea in the prison with a piece of bread. Mm-hmm. When that other person is gone, is history. Mm. At the end of the day, the best solution is to kill them even more than 10 times, hang them. because there is no one who has got the right to take somebody's life. Nobody. This if now you realize they are starting to cry about this law because they are now afraid of their political crimes. It is all these political giants who are trying to get this law abolished so that they can get away with the whole issue. It must stay. It must stay. We've got a lot of people who are supposed to answer for this. We've got a lot of people who are supposed to be hanged for killing people just for mere political reasons. Something that at the end of the day, nobody benefits out of it. So they must be hanged. We don't need to keep such people on earth like that.
Can you hold for 2 seconds there? Just hold on. Mr. Moyo, are you listening to him?
Yes, I'm listening.
Your reaction to what...
No. I think it's an old thinking. It's quite an old thinking that he rightfully says that nobody should take away another person's life. Then who should hang that person who has been charged as somebody who should go to the hangman or be hanged? Who should do that? Let God take away the life that he gave to you, not anybody else. Let's not take away lives. You will judge that person wrongly and kill him. And at the end of the day, you discover that person did not commit the offense. What you do, you can't reverse that. The best thing is give a longer term of imprisonment or life imprisonment. That's the best punishment as human beings that we can do. The life taking away is God's business. It's not our business. Everybody's going to die. Nobody's going to live forever.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moyo. Mr. Nkosilathi, I hope you heard what Mr. Moyo is saying, right?
Yeah, let me just tell him something. You know, when these people are being hanged, gift, they are not just being dragged from their houses straight to the slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot that goes in. For Eric, everything, every investigation, everything is investigated up to until it is proven beyond reasonable doubt this person committed the crime. You know, it is not a matter of them being dragged into court and then the court will just hit them with the hammer and say, this person must be hanged. There is a thorough investigation, especially the murder cases. They are not just be treated like somebody who has stolen a packet of sugar in a supermarket. It's totally different. These people, they are doing these things because somebody would have planned it. Somebody would have sat down and made an arrangement and made all everything to make sure that he kills the next person. Then at the end of the day, we say, no, he is not supposed to be hanged. When he has managed to take somebody's life, if you take my life, your life also has to be taken so that we don't have the same people repeating the same thing at the end of the day. There is a serious investigation before they are sentenced to death. It must stay so that people will stop killing people like chickens. Not even a chicken deserves to die. Just because we like eating too much, then we kill chickens like now that's how we kill people. I mean, it's very unfair. They must be hanged. That is how killing other people will stop. If we don't do that, sending them into prison for life in prison, their life still is
gone. Thank you so much, Kosinati. Yes.
This life is gone. It's gone.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much, sir.
Of course, we have our third guest. We are trying to link up with him on Skype. He's in Malawi. That's Mr. Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Mr. Zulu, how are you?
We are doing fine. How are you?
Great, thanks.
How is Malawi?
A bit chilly, but otherwise fine.
Thank you so much. Of course, we are talking about the death penalty. You are one of the human rights lawyers who is saying it must be abolished. Why?
Well, absolutely. It must be abolished because human systems of justice are fallible. People make mistakes, and it would be a travesty of justice for someone to be executed on the basis of mistakes. That's one of the many reasons why it must be abolished. But the primary reason from our new constitution is the right to life, which is enshrined in the constitution, which means that there is no one, not even the state, who has a right to take life. And therefore, the death sentence should not appear on our statute books on the basis of our new constitution. Also, what we are saying is that there is need to, within the ambit of the prohibition of torture, cruel and inhumane treatment, the death sentence would also be part of that. So it must be done away with, and there is no evidence whatsoever to support the view, the false view that is being pushed forward, that the death sentence is a deterrent in terms of crime issues. A life sentence should be the better option.
But Mr. Mavinga, looking at issues to do with feeding prisoners, let's say in Zimbabwe, don't you think that that would be stretching issues too far?
Not at all. You know, in with good management, in good hands, our prisons in Zimbabwe are self-sustaining. The prisons have a number of farms, and prisoners work on these farms to produce their own food. And therefore, it's not an issue of a burden on the state, because the prisons have a capacity to sustain themselves outside of any handouts from the state.
But talking about the death penalty, Mr. Mavinga, those in Zimbabwe are saying that countries such as America, you know, are actually carrying out these death sentences, and people are being electrocuted. And of course, you know, there are certain drugs that they use. It's actually continuing, and these are viewed by many as the paragons of democracy. What is happening?
Well, this is an opportunity for countries like Zimbabwe and others to take a lead or to blaze a new path in terms of democracy and human rights respect, particularly in the area of the sanctity of life. It is not sufficient for us to simply say that America, some states in America, still carry out the death sentence. The more progressive human rights approach say no to the death penalty on the basis that it violates the right to life. And in fact, if you look at our new constitution, it's a very good and progressive document. So what we simply need to do now is to implement it and show the way to America and other countries that are in a way still backward in as far as the death sentence is concerned, to look at what is happening, for example, in South Africa, a progressive constitution which is being implemented. This is the way to go. And this is a perfect opportunity for Zimbabwe to lead the way globally.
Ko iyo nyaya yeZimbabwe yekuti vakadzi havakwanise kunzi vatongerwa rufu asi varume vachinzi ndivo chete vanotongerwa rufu vaya vari pakati pemakome makore makumi maviri nerimwe kusvika pamakore makumi manomwe from 21 to 70 years. Munoiona sei nyaya iyoyo?
Ipapo tingati isu hurumende yeZimbabwe yaita musiya padoko, nekuti inofanira kuti ichingosvitsa pakuti ongororo inofanira kuitwa haisi yekuti ndevapi mapato muvanhu vangadzi vanofanira kutongerwa rufu, asi kuti iongororo yekuti bumbiro yejadi redu remutemo rinotaura kuti munhu wese ane kodzero yeupenyu, hakuna angatora upenyu. Nekudaro takatarisa ipapo chete, ngatichiona yekuti hongu vakadzi havafani kuurayiwa, hongu vadiki kana vakwegura havafani kuurayiwa, zvichireva kuti hakunawo mumwe munhu anofanira kuurayiwa. Hurumende ngaichingosvika pakuti haina mvumo kana kodzero yekutora upenyu hwemunhu. Ndo zvino
Skype yava Mavinga inenge iri kuti netsei, asi tichaedza kuti tinge tichidzokera zvakare kwavari. Of course, we also urge people to write messages on WhatsApp and also on Facebook. This is what we have on WhatsApp. Gibbs, quickly. Abishai says it should not be scrapped. It must apply across the board. So he's saying, you know, don't scrape the law. And don't just say men only should be executed, everyone. Dakasi says, I totally agree with the scrapping of the death penalty. Clement says, it should remain because it is fair. If you kill someone, you must also be killed. Bezolo says, the right to life is based inherently and is the right to life is based in inherently sacredness of humanity, whether born male or female. All human beings are capable of murder and being murdered, whether male or female. The country has witnessed some of its most gruesome murders at the hands of women. Hence, it is nonsensical for anyone to try to insinuate that women are less likely to commit murder, turning an obvious blind eye and biased eye of facts. Then Kimpton says, I think the death penalty should be maintained. It acts as a deterrent measure for would-be offenders. Olani says, death penalty should be scrapped. It's not right for people to be killed. Taga says, God and only him has the right to determine a death sentence, not earthly artificial courts. Felix says, let it be maintained. Alex says, it should be scrapped. Our human value is the same. Nixon says, the death penalty must be scrapped because a person can repent during imprisonment and people must be given that chance. Edson says, death penalty should be abolished for both sexes. Gibbs.
We've got several messages on Facebook too. Blessing, one of them is from Mtokozi Senkomo, who says the death penalty must remain. Then we've got Tawanda Mpofu, who writes, it should be maintained. Murderers must be eliminated. Then we've got a message from Arafat Kachiwara, who writes, the death penalty is inhuman. It should be scrapped. The death penalty should be replaced with a life sentence. The death sentence is traumatic to the one sentenced, and in most cases, the inmates on the sentence go for several years before death is meted out. During the long period, the inmate goes through untold mental torture. Besides, it's unchristian. Mm-hmm. In Zimbabwe, the government went for years advertising for a hangman, but no local person ever applied until they got one from Malawi. Mm-hmm. It shows how people in Zimbabwe view the death penalty. Nobody wants to be associated with somebody's death. The Bible in Romans says, we are all sinners and have fallen short of God's glory. Still, when some people brought a woman to Jesus because they had caught her committing adultery, Jesus, knowing them all, said from inside, he told them that whoever had not sinned should start to throw the first stone.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Tinenge tinavana mavinga zvakare vanenge vadzoka pa Skype.
Yeah.
Vamavinga? Vamavinga?
Wangu ndiri pano vazo.
Vamwe vari ku vamwe vari kutaura apa vamavinga
vari kuti
vamwe vari kuti ivo ka vanhu vanenge vauraya vanhu tinovachengeterei ngavaurayiwewo.
Kusaziva mafambiro emutemo zvinoda kuti vabvunze tingati kutangira kumagweta nemakurukota anogara mumataredzi mhosva. Mhosva painotongwa zvinhu zvinosiyana makare kare makore apfuura mhosva dzaitongwa pasina zvavakuitwa zvona DNA nezvimwe. Kureva kuti hazvikwanisi kuzivikanwa zvachose chose kuti munhu ane mhosva kana kuti kwete. Saka dzimwe nguva mukanyaya kuita mukarirano wekuti munhu apondwe nehurumende zvinoreva kuti vanhu vakawanda vanogona kufira mahara. Chikuru chatinofanira kutarisisa ndechekuti mutemo wenyika unoti kudii. Unoti mubumbiro idzva remutemo ratiinaro, upenyu hwemunhu hwakakosha, upenyu hwemunhu haufaniri kungovhiringwa nani zvake. Zvikuru Mahatma Gandhi vakati, tikada kuti ukatushurwa ziso wotushurwa mumwe, nyika yese tingava mapofu. Nekudaro ngatisimbise nyaya yekuti upenyu hunokosha. Vanhu ngavatongerwa hava kuti vagare mutorongo upenyu hwavo hwese, asi kwete kutora upenyu hwavo.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamavinga. Regai titore mumwe muteereri. Mukoma Tanyara, makadi?
Tinotamba, makadi.
Mukoma Tanyara, ndoda kuti murambe makabata. Tiri kudzoka kwamuri, timbotorera kabhureki mbichana. Handiti rambai makabata nhare yenyu.
Alright.
Namukoma Joel, rambai futi makabata. We'll be back kwamuri. Of course, Gibbs, for our radio listeners, please go to www.voazimbabwe.com and click on Live Talk. We are streaming live.
This is Gibbs Dube in Washington. Stay tuned.
The Voice of America.